Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away.
While he loves us so, why does he love us so? Through our trials, tribulations, even when we turn our back, he's always there waiting diligently, patiently, silently on us. He's speaking to us. He's speaking in our situations. And we look out and we turn to the left, we turn to the right, but trying to seek and find the answers, and he is the answers. He's provided all of the answers for us. And we refuse sometimes to just sit back and pray and talk to him and receive the good news from him. But he still loves us. People say, no, evangelist, I know he loves you. He loves ministers. He loves evangelists. He loves those who love him. He does. He really does. But he loves you. He loves you, sinner man, sinner woman. We were all born into sin, and he loves you. Our scripture tonight, we're still in the book of Timothy, and we're looking at the first Episcopal that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy. So we're in 1 Timothy, and we're going to be looking at, let's just start at verse 1, and we're beginning to read, again, New Testament. 1 Timothy, starting at verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope, is writing this letter to Timothy, who's a true son in faith. He says, grace, mercy, and peace from our Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's going to be great for us to greet each other like that on a daily basis. Grace, mercy, and peace. Hallelujah. As I urge you when I went into Macedonia, remaining in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which call dispute rather than godly edification, which is in faith. He said, now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. So now as he has went into Macedonia and, of course, Ephesus, he's reminding us what the word love is, why God has such a high, strong demand on love. Who is to receive his love, his grace, his peace? Verse 6 tells us, from which some have strayed, they strayed away from the good conscience, they strayed away from sincere faith that we're speaking out in verse 5. Some have strayed and have turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm. But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully. Do you know that? I know that the law is good if you use it lawfully. Verse 9 said, knowing this, and this is what I really want you to hear, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person. Hallelujah. So the ones that are looking and saying, the ministers and the leaders and the teachers that we want to put up on pedestals and idolize them, we know they have a direct line to God. And they can do no wrong. And there's no way that they can fall off track. And then when something happens, and then we're disappointed, we're let down, we don't understand. If they can be led into temptation of lust, how in the world do I have a chance? God loves you just like it's no respect of man. He loves us all. And his word tells us right here that the law is not made for a righteous person, but the law is for the lawless, for insubordinate, for the ungodly. The law is for the sinner. It's for the unholy. It's for the profane. It's for the murderers. The murderers of fathers, it's for the murderers of mothers, it's for manslayers, it's for fornicators, it's for kidnappers. It's for kidnappers? Yes. It's for liars, it's for perjurers, it's for sodomites. And if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, the law is for you. The law is for you. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, he says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who's entrusted me, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Although, Paul says, I was formerly a blasphemer, I was formerly a persecutor, and I was formerly an insolent man. But I obtained mercy. I did it ignorantly in unbelief. He said, but God gave me mercy. And God has chosen to show me and put me in a position of a ministry. Just an example, just to show that God's love is for the lawless. God's love is for the liars. God's love is for the sick. The grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith. He was exceedingly abundant with love, which is in our Father, Christ Jesus. So just to remind you that whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you have done, you have to stop now using that as an excuse of why you can't do what you should be doing, why you can't teach your family of what they need to be doing according to the law, to God's law. You can't say, well, I'm too far gone. You can't say, well, I've done too much. Because he just revealed that to you. It is nothing that you have done that can take you so far away from the Lord that you can't come back. God bless you. Jesus, I ask that you look into the inside of every situation right now. Open up some hearts and reveal some things, dear Father, that they've been trying to harden and cover. In Jesus' name, we thank you. So this is the pause. This is the letter. Maybe now you need to write a letter. Maybe now you need to write a letter and just write a letter to yourself. Old self, this is what you've done. And when you get through putting down all of those negative things and all of the potholes that you tripped in and fell over and sat down in and you waddled in and you cried in and all of those, you put those down on paper. And then when you get through, get on your knees and give that up to God. I repent of all of these sins. I'm not going to let anyone speak lies into my life anymore. I'm going to repent of all of these sins. And I'm going to turn them over to you. And now I want to be in your presence. I want to be used by you. I've lived 15, 20 years of my life. I've lived 30, 40, 50, 60 years of my life as I wanted to. See, the only difference right now between you and I is that I know that this life that I live is not mine. I know that my life is not mine. And there are some of you, some of us, from time to time, don't know that, has not got that that revelation yet. You're still under the impression that it's your life. You do what you want to do. You live your life the way that you want to, and no one can tell you how to live your life. I beg your pardon. You didn't give life to yourself. This is not your life. We are so grateful, so grateful. We should be so grateful for all the things that God has allowed us to endure. He gave us, even though it's not our lives to live, he gave us the freedom of choice to choose different things. Even him. He said, I set before you life and death. But he didn't leave it on your own to even make the choice. He said, I'm going to tell you which one to choose. He said, choose ye this life. Why are we still making the mistake and choosing the wrong thing? Because there's so much out there. So much out there in the world that is getting our attention. And if we're not caught up with the Lord, we're going to be caught up in the world. So the only difference between you and someone else is just that you have to realize that I'm going to lay my life and give it back. I'm going to dedicate my life back to you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm going to dedicate my life back to you. I'm giving you back what's yours anyway. So before you bring that new baby home and you're showing it off to the world, dedicate it back to the Lord. Thanking you, Jesus, for the new life, your life, and I dedicate it right back to you. Anoint yourself. Be filled with the God's Holy Spirit. How would you do that? You have to ask him, God, fill me up. I'm so used to the world, and I know how to have fun in the world. I know what's expected of me in the world. Now, I'm going to need you, dear Father, to fill me up. Show me how do I have fun in you. Show me how do I separate myself from the old people that I've hung out with and still be able to be prosperous, still be able to have joy, still be able to have laughter. What is expected of me as a Christian? Where do I go from here? That's where I need to play. That's where ministers and leaders and teachers come into play. Teaching you how to pray, how to hear from the Lord. Praying for the church that you need to be set up in. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important for you to let someone know of your decision to follow Christ. That's why it's so important for you to get in touch with me. To get Bibles into your hand. You need your resources. When you're in the world, if you was a clubber, you needed to know where the club was going to be at, where the party was going to be at. If you're a drinker, you need to know where you need to go. Where is the nearest place that you can go make your purchases for your drink? So if you're going to walk a Christian and live a Christian life, you need to go know what resources do I need to learn more about Christ. I'm looking to become a millionaire. You want to hang around some millionaires, the people that are millionaires. There's no need of you hanging around those who've never made it anywhere, who has no desire to be what you're trying to be. So that's the same with Christians. So you can get in touch with me, your sister, your servant, your friend, Evangelist Vaughn Dumas, by emailing me, and it's simple, is walkwithmegod@aol.com. Let me know how I can help you on your Christian walk. Walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, my name is Vaughn, it's V as in Victor, O-N. It's simple. Just take the initiative, take the step. Right now, you're thinking about, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get in touch with her. I'm going to try to get a Bible in my hands. I'm going to bring a Bible into my home. I need everyone in my home to know that it's a Bible in my home. I want us to start reading the Bible. Don't put off what you could do right now. Don't put it off. Don't start procrastinating about doing it tomorrow. And you're going to get it done later. Why don't you do it right now? Why don't you go to your computer right now and start emailing? Send the email through for the prayer request. Why not right now? Don't you go ahead and start writing down your letter? Some people say, well, I don't feel like I need to write a letter. Maybe you don't. Maybe you need to just go on your knees in a prayer closet somewhere and start speaking out, repenting of all of the things, just speaking them. Maybe you can bypass the writing it down. But for some of us, we need to write things down. You want to get everything out. God, I'm emptying out all of the filth, all of the sin, life. And I need all of the space to be cleared. And I want to repent of all of that. I don't want to have to die and face you one day with all of these sins weighing me down. Because the wages of those sins is death. And I don't want to be in an eternal death. I don't want to be in an eternal dying, eternal turmoil. When I leave this world, I want to be in an eternal life. Hallelujah. I want to live in eternal life of love, of peace, of joy. I've dealt with enough heartache on this side. dealt with enough disappointment on this side. This is your opportunity. This is your chance. This is your chance to stand firm. You have no excuses about what you've done in your past. It is just that, your past. God placed your feet heading to and forward in front of you because he wants you to keep looking forward. He wants you to know any mess that you've been in, all you got to do is take a step to get out. One step is one step closer to being on the pathway of righteousness. Just taking one step right now is one step. Just one step. Stepping out of that adulterous relationship right now. Just taking one step. You're one step away from your past. You're one step closer to your future. Just one step right now. God is a good God, and he's a loving God. He's a kind God, and he's also a true God. And the life you build, if you condemn yourself here, you will be condemned when you die and meet him. Because that's the word. And he's not going to turn his word around just for you. But he's willing to accept you. He's willing to forgive you of your sin. He's willing to clean you up and set you up on your feet again. I dare you to try him. So now if you say, well, maybe tomorrow, I'm just not ready to turn yet. What if you don't make it to tomorrow? What if you die tonight? All of the ones who say that they're your boys, they say that they're your friends, how can they help you? What can they do, come to your funeral? How can they help you? They cannot bring you from the damnation of hell. They cannot get you out of the pits of the darkness. They cannot help you. But you must repent. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. It just depends. Will you be separated from him? Afterwards, will you be sent into the pits of hell? Because that's what the life you've built up. Because you built up your pit? Or will you go ahead now and decide you're going to repent and store some joy to be waiting on you when you get there? To store some God's love to be waiting on you when you get there? Our eternity depends on what we're doing here on this side. On this side. You must repent of your sin. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I just want to take this opportunity. I want to take the opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you'll ever have. And for all of you who do know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, when you meet God face to face, who are you going to have with you? When you look around at the place that he's prepared for us, who is it that, when God said, who did you bring with you? Who have you told about Jesus Christ? Don't be by yourself. God wants us all. He said, I don't want any to perish. I don't want any to perish. So I fill you with the Holy Spirit that you may live your life accordingly, that you may touch and direct someone else and lead them to me. He tells us that I can't. No preacher, no leader, no teacher, I can't save you. I can lead you to God. He is our Savior. God has given his only begotten Son to save us. So as you say these words, if you will lead them with your heart, you will be born again. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart. And make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept that you're all that your shed blood bought for me on that cross. And I receive you as my Savior and Lord. I believe that there is no other way to God but through you. In your name I pray. Amen. 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 Congratulations. Congratulations. All of the heavenly hosts are sharing with you right now. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that old things are passed away. Behold, all things are brand new. You are a new creature in Christ if you just prayed that prayer. And all the heaven is celebrating. You have a brand new life with Jesus. You have a bright future filled with faith, a brand new future filled with hope. And your slate has been wiped clean. Hallelujah. Your slate has been wiped clean. You don't worry about it when man and woman try to remind you of who you are. Tell them, I've already wrote my letter of who I used to be. I mailed that off. I sent that on to heaven. He's cleared me of that. I have a clean slate. Hallelujah. But let me show you who I am now going to become. I am a child of God. I am saved. Hallelujah. And God is filling me right now as we speak with the Holy Ghost. His Holy Spirit. Because he is spirit. It's important now that you let someone know of your decision to follow Christ. I would love to hear from you. Walk with me, God, at AOL.com. You say, Evangelist, I don't have a computer. You can leave a message here on the Blog Talk. However you're hearing this, there is a way for you to get in touch. You can call me, 210-264-5287. God bless you and keep you. We love you. We look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. And just remember, God's love never fails. Never fails. This is not your life. This is his life. So take out a moment and just say, I give myself away.
Give myself away.
Tomorrow night, same time. God bless you.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Give myself away.
Yes.
Yes.
I give myself away.
Yes.
So you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away.
Thank you, Jesus.
I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here.